Yo, what up? This your boy Ked, aka Sleeze Believe the Hype. And you already know what it is, man. We about to get into another super dope episode of the Sleeze Believe the Hype podcast. I'm 2 years post-op, over 230 pounds down, and I'm loving life. Let's get into it, man. I'm still that fat kid who loves cake. Let's go. Yo, what's up, everybody? This your boy, Ked, and welcome to another super dope episode of the Sleeze Believe the Hype podcast. I know, man. I've been violating. I haven't hit y'all with no new shit in a minute. You know, I've been trying to work my magic in other areas, man. This whole cooking with Ked thing, it kind of took off a little bit. So I took a little time away to kind of get that project going and get it up to speed, get a few episodes in, and it's up on his YouTube channel and it's doing its thing. So now I'm coming back to my bread and butter, the Sleeze Believe the Hype podcast, and I got my girl with me today, man. What better way to bring it back? And I've been meaning to shoot the shit with her for a minute. I got my girl Courtney with me today. What's up, Court?
What's up, my brother Ked?
Oh, you know how we do. We go back to these Zoom meets, you know, pandemic. We was kicking it, doing our damn thing.
I miss those.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. Yeah. I do. I think that was great for us during that time because so many people were, you know, at home and just struggling to try to maintain, you know, this life post-op. And that could be really difficult when you're limited with resources and you know, you don't have nobody to talk to. So for those of you who don't know, we started the Zoom support group meetings, and then we had them every Wednesday. Yeah. And it was faithful every Wednesday for months.
Yeah, it was dope. Like, it was really, really dope. And I thank you for those because, you know, we all go through things in life. So just to hear other people going through some of the similar things that, you know, you go through, makes you feel better.
Absolutely. It was a great thing. You know, we laughed together, we cried.
We definitely cried.
It was much going on, man.
A lot.
You left up out of there though with a sense of feeling good about yourself. Mm-hmm. And even if you didn't share, just a sense of seeing somebody else get help.
Right.
Or whatever they were going through. And I think that that is, you know, what we were trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And hey, we need to have a reunion of reunions so we can kind of pop it.
It's the summertime. Everybody trying to be outside. So before they go back inside, I feel like we should get it popping.
Yeah, we should. That's what that, you know, that's the thing everybody keep hollering. We outside.
And then too, like, even the ones that were thinking about having the surgery, you know, how they came in and got information and then felt better about the process. That was another big one. Like, a lot of people don't be comfortable because I guess us, we're so used to, oh, don't do that, that's the easy way out. But just to hear other people's sides to some of the reasons why you should have the surgery.
Absolutely. And I think that is was important because it was a lot of people that came through there that have now had the surgery now, and they benefited from just coming in with us and learning the do's and don'ts. And, you know, just not the, some of the pitfalls and snares to fall into, but they and are having great success. It's a lot of people that are having great success that just started out with us who were just starting their journey and hadn't even had the surgery. They were pre-op.
You're right.
Now here we are. Some of them are a year out and they flying high and doing good. So
I'm loving it. Everybody's journey is amazing. Like, each and every one of the people I follow, I get something different from each person.
Absolutely. And that's the great part about it. So let's jump into your journey. And I've been wanting to talk about your journey for a while now. I watch from afar and I love your page. I love the growth. And you got a story there. And a lot of people probably don't know. They see this great food and stuff that you cooking up. Yeah. Man, I be sitting over here drooling. I hate I met you. You were in the A. I had this old funky work schedule, so I didn't get a chance to come by and get good food.
Yep. So let's just start off by saying, This is the month of July. where I went through a tough time in my life in 2011, which I had a UTI, and I went to the hospital to see what was going on. They ended up giving me a prescription called Suffer Drugs. So I was taking those. So I ended up having an allergic reaction. So it ended up being so bad that I had to be admitted to the ICU burn center, because what this was, this pill was doing to my body was burning me from the inside out. So by the time it was starting to show on my face and on my skin, like my skin was the color black, like a brush strap. So I ended up being in the hospital in a coma for a month and a half. The doctors couldn't figure out why I wasn't waking up, and they just couldn't give any answers or whatnot. So long story short, I come from a praying family. They prayed me up out of that. So on September 5th, Labor Day, I came out of the coma. The doctors said that if I survived 5 years, 2 years, I would have issues and things like that. I'll let you say, I'm here 10 years on the 16th to September 5th will be 10 years. The devil thought he won, you know? And from that day, I asked God, what was my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? So I'm here. The doctors gave up on me. I'm here. I'm doing everything I could imagine. It's been amazing. It's like sometimes I'm just so thankful, because who knows? If I would have just stayed in a depressed state of mind and let the devil win. The only thing that I suffer from is being legally blind in my left eye. They told me I would never walk again. They told me I would live in assisted living for the rest of my life. None of that. I'm doing everything. So don't stop at no. Don't let nobody tell you no, because it's more out there. You just have to push yourself. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Wow. And all of this was before you had surgery?
Yes. So this was all before I had the weight loss surgery. So from 2011 until 2018, I battled back and forth for trying to lose weight. You know how we all do. I hear a lot of people say that I go hard in a gym, but for those who know me, before I had surgery, I was very active. I bowled on a lead for 21 years. So I was very active. I was always in a gym. So it was like the weight loss surgery was just the addition to what I was already doing, because I wouldn't put myself on a diet, or I would stop every time I would get to like a certain amount of weight. So I just got tired of feeling myself. So I had weight loss surgery. December 31st, 2018. I had weight loss surgery, and the reason why I chose that date is to end the year and all the other years of failed attempts, but just putting myself first, you know. And actually, I gained weight on the program. So I went to my last appointment in October, like, yeah, I'm about to get clear. I'm about to be slim thick for my birthday. And I went to that appointment and she was like, sis, you got to lose those 20 pounds that you gained on the program. I'm like, and she was like, not only that, she was like, we're going to give you 2 surgery dates to choose from. So I was like, okay. So one of them was 12/27. And then the other one was 12/31. So I was like, I'm gonna just end the year on a good note. So I chose the last day of the year. And not only that, I had to go from October to the end of the year every week to weigh in. Come on. So that means my birthday, my 30th birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, on the liquid diet? Come on. But it was all worth it. It was definitely worth it. So.
That is crazy, to say the least, that you had to go through all of that.
Yeah.
Jump through those hoops to qualify for the surgery. I know a lot of doctors can be real anal about that sometimes.
Yeah. And that's a good thing that they were, because me, I'm a foodie. So it's like, what you gonna do? You gonna keep doing this or not? You gonna keep feeling yourself, or, you know, you just wanna suck it up and just go through it and, you know, give it your all. That's all I do every day. Every day is a new day.
That's it. I mean, every day is a new day, and we just gotta improve and get better and better and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I see you out there. I, you know, you go hard in the paint at gym. I'm like, I'm sitting over here like, man, I'm over here slacking and shit, and I need to have my ass up. I look up, I see Court, she running, she doing the damn thing. And so many people, like myself included, you know, my story is that, okay, yeah, I was overweight, I had weight loss surgery, and I'm 2 years post-op, but you got a testimony before all of that.
Yeah.
You know, they told you what you weren't going to be able to do, and you dare to defy the odds. So who am I to be sitting over here lazy and shit when, you know, all I had to do was just had a weight loss surgery. You know, I didn't go through what you went through. And, you know, we applaud you. My hats off to you for being a survivor and not becoming a victim of your circumstance, because so many people, they get into that woe is me mentality, and they listen to these people and they say, well, they say, I'm not going to be able to do this again. I'm not going to be able to walk again. I'm not going to be able to do this and do this, this. So, oh, well, this is just my life now.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of
people resign to their circumstance, and then that's just the end of it. But if you push yourself, you never know what you can do. And they don't have the final say.
Yeah, no, they don't. I just feel like, if you just, like, every day is not perfect. Like, I'm so far from perfect. And then, like, people just see the outside. They don't know what you go through on the inside. You know, like, it took a lot to get here. Like, and I'm still working on me every day. Every day is a new day for me. But long as I'm doing better than the next day, I'm good. But it took a lot, because, I mean, I was young. I was 21, blind. So I always, in my left eye, so I always question why, like, I didn't question why me, but what, I kind of worried about what if I was to go blind in my right eye, you know? So, like, I was depressed. Not only that, I had nightmares about, you know, family members dying. Like, it was just like a depressing moment that I went through when I was healthy. Like, nothing was ever wrong with me other than being overweight. So it was just like going through all that, and then the weight loss, the mental part. They don't tell us about the mental part. It's definitely mental. It's really mental. So.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. It's mental. It's definitely a mental thing, because for one, you've been used to eating what you want, when you want, and how much you want since forever. And then all of a sudden,
how much sugar I want.
Oh, don't get me started on that sugar and shit. I had to reevaluate my whole situation, because I couldn't survive if I didn't change my mindset, and, you know, or be where I am right now, because a lot of people be like, oh, man, you know, you made it look so easy. No, hell no. Mm-hmm. It's far from easy, bro.
It's still a fight, because every day I be in the convenience store looking at them damn honey buns that I used to smash to it one time, pop them bitches in the microwave on 15 seconds.
Shit. You talking
about? And on a good day with some ice cream on top of that hoe. Double whammy.
Don't play. You already know.
But the sugars and carbs I'm like, oh my God, I was really killing myself.
Yeah. And you know, the sugar and the carbs alone. So what kind of health conditions were you dealing with when, you know, outside of what happened to you that you were dealing with being overweight, or did you have any? I know some people did. None. Some people didn't have, they didn't, they weren't, you know, pre-diabetic. They didn't have high blood pressure or anything. They were just overweight.
Yep, that was it. I was just 343 pounds.
Wow.
That's it.
And here you are, it's what, 3 years? 4 years
post-op? I'll be 3 years post-op, December 31st.
3 years post-op on December the 31st. You close out the year on New Year's Eve. That is crazy.
Yes.
You brought in your new year having surgery, weight loss surgery.
Yes, I did. I was in a hospital. Yeah, bringing in a new year.
But what a hell of a statement, though. What a hell of a thing to bring in. You started off the new year. Because a lot of people, we jump through these hoops every year.
Yeah,
new
we do.
Resolutions.
We really do.
You know, the gyms and shit be packed out the frame for them first
okay.
2 months. You can't get a treadmill or elliptical. You can't get none of that shit. All the people that's going year round, here come all the people that's got on this train and I'm going to lose this weight.
Right.
And I'm going to do this. But you took a major step.
Yeah.
I mean, not just going in and changing your diet. You made a lifestyle commitment to change your life. And now let's fast forward a little bit. Coming out of the hospital and you're on this liquid diet. And how was your mental then? Did you start with the issues? How were you feeling? Were you having any regrets or anything like that?
Oh, God, yes. I told Terrion, I said, why did you do this? I said, why did you have us do this? But in all reality, I started the program first. She started like a month or two after me. And then she ended up having surgery before me because my ass gained weight. So we both had buyer's remorse. Like, I wanted my shit back. Like, I was just like, why did I do this? Like, that first week, it was the toughest. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, what did I do? But each week got better. Like, I can't say that enough. From week one to the week now, like, each week has gotten so much better. It's like you learn something new every day about yourself.
And that's the great thing about it, because I've got a couple of family members that are going through the process right now. Both of them have already had the surgery. And they call me on a regular, like, man, what the fuck, man? You know, this is some bullshit. You know, what's really going on? And I really try to get them to see that it does get greater later.
Yeah.
And my new thing that I tell people now when they approach me and say, hey, I'm starting my process. You know, I can't wait till I look like you, or I can't wait to lose the weight and be where you are right now. And my piece of advice for them now, and I should have been saying this a long time ago, but this is what I tell people now. Don't fall in love with the results.
Okay.
You've got to get your mind wrapped around to fall in love with the process, because this process, if you just got the results in front of you and put the cart before the horse, as they say, then you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how long it's going to take you to get to that point to where you really want to be. And everybody's body dynamic is so different.
Right.
And that's the thing that people got to realize. You might not go the same course that I went. I mean, you're going to have a journey, of course, but you could have some ups and downs that are different than mine. I had plenty of ups. And a lot of them, you know, I just didn't share, but I had my struggles.
Right.
Still got my struggles. I mean, I like shit. And then I got it, you know, it's a gift and a curse to know how to cook. That's the fun.
That's the tea. That's the shit, because I'm like, what can I do to, my thought process going into it was, what can I do now that I really don't have to stress myself over, oh, I can't have this, or I'm not going to eat that. I've never been that one to say, I'm going to give up sweets, I'm going to give up chocolate, I'm going to give up this. No, like, let's learn how to balance. So if I eat like shit yesterday, I'm gonna get up and go work out. So that's what I did. The last 2 days I've been eating like crap because I wasn't at home. So I was like, well, you already know what's up when you get back home. It's like, you got to fall back in the same routine of your day to day, because if not, it's easy to fall off track. I fall off track all the time, but I'm just saying, I get up and keep pushing.
Yeah. Man, that's what you got to do. And then what people still fail to realize that our eating like shit still don't amount to what our eating like shit was when we was before the surgery, because
right,
you have a restriction, but you're just not eating at your best. And I mean, I don't deny myself, and a lot of people are, and, mm-hmm. and to each his own. A lot of people in the community say, oh, I never touch sweets. I'm never eating this again. I'm never eating that. I ain't gonna lie to myself. Shit, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. If I want me a goddamn cookie, I'm gonna eat me a cookie. I'm just gonna figure out how to work that shit out to where it can be some balance. And that is the essential key to this whole thing. It ain't no big secret. It's no mystery. It's nothing that you got to go and hunt for to find. It's just moderation and balance.
Yeah, that's
two words. That's what it is. If once you figure that part out, then shit, you're going to help win the war then. I mean, it's going to be a whole battle.
It's up. Like, if you can figure out how to balance, like, you good. I tell people all the time, just try. Don't just linger in, oh, I can't do this. I'm not going to. No, just try to do it. Don't beat yourself up. Like, we still human. We still live in an unhealthy world. Like, we're surrounded by this. Like, what you going to do?
You're going to be surrounded by it. And now Courtney, you in that kitchen banging it out, man. I promise you. I told you. You're the person that I'm looking up to. I'm trying to be like you when I grew up.
No, I'm definitely trying to be like you. You playing. We need to get in that kitchen together.
We definitely need to do something together when you come back to Atlanta. Either I got to come where you at, and
it don't even matter.
We can set up shop and do. I'm waiting. I'm
for real.
Bring them cameras out, and we can do it. We're gonna have to talk about this off air because I really want to jump in and because them damn Maria tacos, man. Oh my God, you've been making Jesus Christ. Look.
The taco goat right now, okay?
You are and I love me some tacos. People be like, Taco Tuesday. I can eat tacos 7 days a week.
Yeah, and they asking for them every single day. Like, they even call me the taco lady when they see me out in public. I'm like, really? But yeah, I'm giving them, they asking, so I'm giving it to them.
I had that style of tacos for the first time about a month and a half ago. And I'm like, where these tacos been at all my life? It's almost like they just hit the scene. I'm like, y'all been hiding these and shit?
I had them for the first time last year. And I was like, oh my God, these so amazing. So like, it's not something that you can just get around town, like anywhere. So I was like, if I can figure out a way to finesse this and get it popping, and then what I did. It's up.
Figured out the game and you killing it. That's what I'm talking about. You're talking about me, man. I'm trying to be like you. You finished the game. You took off with it. Because most places I know that got them are just like some of the authentic spots around town.
Yeah.
And I just stumbled up on it. I went to this authentic spot around the corner on lunch break one day. And they had the little sign up saying they had the burrito tacos or whatever. And I was like, I asked the lady, I was like, well, what is this? She like, look, just try them. I promise you, it's going to change your life.
And
from the damn tacos, I could only eat one of them.
But
I wrapped the other one up with the juice and that was my snack for later on.
The transmission oil, because that's what they call it.
Man, you know what? You put me on game because I didn't know that's what they call the transmission oil. And that's what it really looks like, the color of it. I'm telling you, man, dipping that shit, I'm like, you got to be a foodie to really appreciate stuff like that.
They don't get it. I'm trying to put them on
to
something.
You putting them on. They're going to learn. Yeah. They're going to learn soon enough.
So then once they start following my page and then they see, like, I literally can cook any and everything. So they like, oh, you really cook. I'm like, yeah, tacos, it's just tacos, you know? If y'all want tacos, y'all gonna get the tacos.
Right, and that's what people, you know what? And I said something about this a while ago. I learned how to cook at an early age, and it got me into a lot of trouble with that's how I got to be so big. You know, I was able to cook for myself, and then I just like good food, man. And you know, people always be like, "Well, what happened to you that you got to be overweight?" I never will forget when I went to do that psych evaluation. It kind of pissed me off because I'm like, "Look, man, you ain't the lady from My 600-Pound Life." You know, I ain't one of them dudes. You know what I'm saying? They shit to me, man. I'm just a kid who, I'm a fat kid who loves cake. You hear it in my intro, I'm the fat kid who loves cake. And that's the honest to God truth. Exactly. I just fell in love with food, period. I am a diehard foodie. I will try anything once within reason. And if your shit sucks, I just won't come back. But if your shit's a bomb, you know, I'm hitting it up, man. And it just kind of went from there. So then fast forward to when me having the surgery. After surgery, you know, I'm going through this process and I'm like, man, you know, I'm looking at all these examples online. And people tell me, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. That's the one thing that people need to not do is listen to other people. Listen to your doctor and your dietitian, and then you work out your plan and go from there. You got to find your way. So I'm sitting here like, man, I can't, you know, I'm not going to cook no more. You know, I'm sitting here eating all this bullshit and on these
Bullshit is the word.
You know, and I'm going out to eat and I'm barely eating and I'm not really happy. I wasn't happy. Of course, I promise you I wasn't happy. And I was like, that was this is bullshit. So six months to, you know, going into a year into the process, I'm cooking for the fam, but I'm not eating that. I'm eating different shit and I'm trying some bullshit, and I'm like, I ain't happy at all. I'm losing my weight. Yep. I'm on my journey. I'm doing very well, but I wasn't happy because I knew that wasn't. So I had to step outside of the box and be like, look, man, is this gonna be my life for the rest of my life? This boring and lame. And I'm like, no. So you know, I don't know. So I'm just clicked and said, you know, just start trying to eat a little bit here and there and see what it does to you. If it puts something, if it's hard to gain weight, like people in these dumbass groups say, then you know you can't eat it. But so I'm eating and I'm eating in moderation. I'm cooking some of the shit that I used to love. Wings is the first thing. I'm like, I gotta have some goddamn wings. So I'm eating these wings and I'm like, okay, so I jump on, I'm a scale person. I jump on that goddamn scale every day because I'm scared I'm gonna see that same number that I used to see back in the day. I ain't scared to say that shit. I get on that motherfucker every day. The first thing I do in the morning when I get up, I go piss and I have to take a shit. I'm gonna take a shit first. Then I'm getting on that
scale period.
Butt motherfucking naked. I'm getting on that scale butt ass naked and I want to know.
That's what.
I'm so scared of hitting that number again. 461 is a number I'll never want to see again in my life on that scale. So that's just who I am. I mean, I know people say that's not healthy, but it's healthy for me. So I'm starting to reintroduce foods that I used to eat, and I'm finding that this scale ain't moving. Matter of fact, I'm still losing.
Yeah.
Because
it still works.
I'm still working out and I'm eating in moderation and I'm not abusing food. So
it's cold as hell over here.
Oh shit. All right. Look, that's another thing. We're gonna talk about that.
Look.
It changes the body. This shit changes you all the way around. And so I figured out that I could eat whatever I want, but I just with moderation. So see, I started eating I said, shit, well, let me taste this over here. I tasted this. Goddamn it. Taste a piece of that goddamn cake, boy.
Yep.
I gave me some cake, and I just got me just enough to satisfy my craving, and I still didn't gain anything. I'm still losing, and I'm still able to maintain. So I just started to re-educate my own, change my mindset when it comes to food. And I'm like, look, there's no such thing as bad foods. There is overindulgence and bad habits. That's what it was. And so now I'm back to cooking. And I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, you doing it. That last video, you a fool.
Which one?
My food with the uncle.
Oh. People love her. They love her.
You got the chain. Fool.
Fool, ain't he?
Fool.
Yeah, y'all got to go check it out. If y'all listen to this and y'all wonder what we're talking about, you better go check me out on YouTube and see what I'm talking about. That second episode of Uncle Wild Dude, man.
Yeah.
Uncle's a wild dude. Yeah, he hilarious. So yeah, Court, just kind of going through that and it just I wasn't who I wanted to be. I wasn't who I was supposed to be, rather I should say. I wasn't living in my purpose. And I found out that I can still bless people and touch people with this food that I used to do. And you just got to show them a better way. You got to show them a better way. Show them how to eat. And look, just like right now, I just got a message. Somebody just messaged me, said, I just had RNY yesterday and I'm wondering what the hell did I do to my body? I'm going to answer that person in a little bit. But I'm telling y'all, it gets greater later. We all.
It does. We all it really there. Does. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't give up. Every day is a different day. Do not compare your journey to anybody else's journey. This is yours. Enjoy the ride.
Yes.
The long ride. Like, it's really worth it. Like, so you can look back months, years from now and be like, damn, I came a long way.
Yeah, and be proud of yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And if you know you need to be doing something, get up off your ass and go do it. Because it ain't going to get done with you sitting on your ass.
Hell no. It ain't going to get done with you sitting down. And you got to take time to enjoy the fruits and smell the roses. Enjoy them. Take in those victories, those non-scale victories, stuff that you want to document all that. Share it with other people. Yeah. Because you're gonna help more people than there are people going to be out there hating. It's going to be them haters out there that's going to say shit about, oh, you keep posting this and keep posting that. Who the fuck?
Yep. Keep doing it. And take pictures.
Yes.
Take pictures, videos, all of that. Buy something too small. Make it your goal dress, shorts, a shirt, anything. Do something. Like, even if the scale is not moving, trust and believe, pay attention to your clothes.
Yeah. You might be losing inches. You just still know it. It's coming off. It's a process, and you got to, be patient with it and give it time. So, Courtney, let's talk. We jumping into this cooking, man. How did you get into cooking? I know how I got into it. I need to hear how you.
Well, I come from a cooking family, but I've never, I guess it just came out of nowhere, honestly. I was late when I started cooking. Like, I've always known how to cook, but, like, as far as, like, business wise, when I just started going to restaurants, spending my hard earned money, and the food is either trash, not worth the price. So, I guess I was eating for taste. So I just got in the kitchen, started throwing seasonings, ingredients, and everything together, trying it, seeing things. I'm a visual learner. So if I see something, I'd be like, ooh, I'm about to redo that. And that's what I do. I get in the kitchen and I make it, taste it, try it. A lot of people be like, oh, it's so good. But, now I'm out here. I stepped out of my comfort zone of just cooking in my local area. I've been in 4 cities in the last couple of weeks. It's been amazing. It's been really amazing.
See, I'm over here. I'm just cooking for people for fun and shit. I'm, cooking on the damn show that I done made. You out here living the dream.
I wrote it down. People was like, make it plain. Write it down. So I started writing down things like what I wanted to do. And it's kind of hard, doing those things, going places, talking about yourself. That's been a big one for me because I've never talked about myself. People be like, oh, you're such a people person. I'm like, kind of, sort of, but I never talk about me. Like, so with this journey, it's like I'm finding out who I am, what I really want out of life, what I'm tired of, what I'm not gonna keep doing type things. So it's like, last Saturday made 1 year since I left my job, stepped out on faith, and been doing this. I bought a truck 3 weeks ago. God led me. I went, I ain't questioning it, He's not steering me in the wrong way. Like, I just had to follow him, Like, just stop going against, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Yes, it's scary. It's risky. Like, when I quit my job, I done it on some emotions. because how they treated me, you know, from going to work in 60 to 80 hours, you know, every 2 weeks to work in 10 to 15. I was supposed to get promoted. They ended up hiring 3 managers over me. They wanted me to train the managers with no training pay. So it was just like, you gonna keep putting up with this shit? Or you gonna really start doing what you wanna do? Walking in your path, like, so one day they pissed me off and I was like, fuck it, I walked out. Like, I got in the car, got down the street, I was like, shit. Like, and it's been up ever since. It's scary because when I'm not working, I'm not making no money. So it's like, I can't be lazy for too long. It's like, what can I do to keep it going, you know, to keep people's attention? Because a lot of people eat with their eyes. So if they see something that they don't have in the area, they're like, oh, well, she may be on something, but I'm definitely on something. So it's just like, jump out there. If you really want it, do it. Don't stop going against it. Stop telling yourself you can't do it. Do it. God has been blessing me. He's continuing to bless me. And I'm just thanking him along the way because I'm like, wow, this is really starting to happen for me. Like, I'm not rushing it. I'm being very patient. And I'm just, you know, going with the flow, praying my way through it.
Wow, that's right. I mean, you inspire me just by hearing it because here I am. I'm just kind of walking in on faith and trying to live in my purpose and just trying to figure all this out. I mean, I know how to create and do. And it's just coming down to execute it and not teeter-tottering. You know how it is. Like if you, just say, for example, you double dutch. You know, you see girls double dutch. Mm-hmm. They're waiting to get jumped in. And it's almost like, you know, you got to time it right. Then also you might be scared because if you don't want to jump in, you mess it up. And that's kind of where I am right now. I'm kind of like that going back and forth between.
Yeah, I'm that's about
to fledge into it and just trying to see where it leads me because I know I said, and then I kind of ran from it for so long. I said I didn't.
Yeah, that was me.
You know, I knew I was it was something that I was good at, but I said, well, I got a lot of talents. You know, I'm crazy as hell, funny. Talk shit with the best of them. I didn't do a video and all this old shit. I don't want to do no cooking. Fuck that cooking. That got me into trouble in the beginning. And now it seems like they come full circle.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that people want to see most.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's definitely something.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm watching. I'm definitely checking you out and I'm seeing your pattern and definitely proud, so proud, you know, because I remember when we were quarantined, you know, you weren't doing any of this. And now it's like we stepped out of quarantine and you stepped on into it. And you was like, all right.
Quarantine, it was more so a lot of people was at home. So it was more so I was doing meal prep. So, you know, meal prep was real heavy I was real busy. Let's just start to say I was real busy from like April to August when I quit my job. So it was like when I quit my job, everybody fell off. So I'm like, ooh, okay. So, you know, next thing, you know, I just started doing little caterings on the side just to see where it go. People be like, oh, you should cater, you should do this. So I started doing little caterings and things. So the first of the year, because I'm a serious type of person. You know, people are expecting you to fail. They looking for you to fuck up, slip up, you know, do all kinds of things. But I feel like I'm the type of person that I had to get out of the perfectionist. So once I got out of that, like everything else was smooth sailing. That I know everything is not gonna go perfect and I'm fine with that. Once I got okay with that, it was more so better for me to step out of my comfort zone, you know, just to keep going, just to keep talking to people because I ain't never talked to nobody. So it's like now I'm an introvert. how you go from introvert to gotta talk about your business, talk about your weight loss journey. How do you do this? How do you tell your testimony from 10 years ago? Like, how do you do that? How do you put it in words? It's like, but I've always been an open book. But like just putting it all together and just talking about it. And when people hear it, they're like, girl, you blessed. And so once I really start, you know, understanding that, I'm like, so the first of the year, I was like, well, I'm trying to, you know, take this and be gone. So I got an LLC, I legalized the business. And then like every month, it's just been something new. So I'm just going with the flow.
Man, and then all the while you're maintaining your weight loss.
Yeah.
That's still,
now that's been a struggle. Like,
how you balancing that though? How do you find that balance?
I'm trying, I'm still trying to figure it out. If somebody watching this and good with balancing, helping people out, hit your girl up, like, let me know, because it's like I'm teetering real bad. Like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday-ish, I work out for like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are like my super, super busy days. So I'm still active, very active, but I'm not in the gym. And sometimes it like kind of gets to me because I'm like, I gotta be there. I'm the type of person like, I gotta be there. I need to be there. But sometimes it'd be like, girl, sit down, go rest. Because it'd be days from Wednesday to Sunday, I may go with about 7 hours of sleep. Because when it's pop-up shop, it's like, go. It's just me right now. So it's like, I'm putting in literally the blood, the sweat, and literally the tears, the frustration. But it's been so rewarding because I've been meeting so many amazing people that just love the tacos. Like, they just praise the tacos. Like, I'm like, wow. Who the hell would have thought some damn tacos?
Right.
Some tacos, but I love it.
That is so amazing.
Just to see, like, I know it's fine because I know me, but just to have buku other people to be like, girl.
You know what? That's the funny thing, because people swear up and down I'm being cocky, because I'm like, yo, my food gonna change. Listen. Like, well, you saying that shit because you made it. No, I know my shit fine. I know it is. I mean, you know, I got several other people that are vouch and to tell you that it's good. You know, I mean, and it's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, a lot of people say with us in this weight loss community that we cocky and we putting ourselves in front of people like we better than them. No, it's not that we better. It's that we showing you it's a different way to be, and you can and it deserves to be celebrated. And that's what people you mistake that for being arrogance and cockiness. But you got to think, we are a group of people who were ostracized for many, many years and were the subject of ridicule because of our weight.
Yeah.
And so now that I look good, shit, I'm telling the world.
I'm telling you, I'm popping this shit, because there's been a lot of people that say, oh, she gonna gain weight, she gonna fail, she ain't gonna lose weight, she ain't gonna be this, she ain't gonna be that. I use all that energy to do what I need to do to get done. I keep those, like, I don't let those thoughts bother me, but I keep them in my head, like, I know when they see this, the scale, the numbers, that they gonna be like, oh, damn, she did lose that. Just to see, you know, it's still coming. Like, the good things are still happening. Like, it's like we went through the weight loss. Now, everything else, being able to go shop in regular stores.
Right.
For a long time, I was still shopping in the plus size.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't have to.
Yeah, don't have to.
Just in there.
But yeah.
Like, they still trying to send me coupons. I'm gonna have to block them. I'm gonna have to stop. Yeah, like, I ain't coming back in y'all store no more. I don't plan on ever coming in this store no more.
Nah, we ain't going back.
A lot of money, man. Never again.
Yep, that's it.
Tired of it. So I like to always ask, what's been the biggest for you non-scale victory that you could, you know, that's happened for you to date, that's been such an impact for you?
Oh, I would say ziplining.
Oh man, I
like that's like I'm terrified of heights. Let me just go ahead and say that. But it was just something like, oh my God, I've never been able to get on a roller coaster, or I've never been able to zip line. Like, it seemed like it's fun. Like, how fun would it be for me, you know? And we went to Vegas and I zip lined on Fremont Street. Like, it was just so amazing because it's like my weight always stopped me from doing a lot of things. And being smaller, like, it's better. Like, I can honestly say, like, it's better. I was comfortable. I was just too comfortable for long, long, too long of being overweight. So I feel like I owe this to myself. I'm working hard. I'm managing. I've been teetering, tottering between the same weight for over a year now. So kudos to me, because it's hard out here. Like, if you really know, you know it's hard out here, especially when we go through those stressful and depressing months, weeks, days of everything in life. You know, when we used to coping with food, you know, you have to find other things to cope with and to use to not linger in the what ifs and all of the anxiety. That's what I call it, anxiety. Because,
you know what? People on the outside looking in, they think we got it made and it's easy, but you just said it. It's hard out here. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp for real.
Yeah.
Real talk.
It's real hard. Especially when you don't have that right support surrounding you. It's real depressing. And it can get real crazy real quick.
Yeah, support system is everything. I think without having some type of support system, I couldn't have gotten as far as I've gotten.
Yeah.
I really believe that, because you can be around people and people can make you go either way. If they support you, you know, then they're going to keep you accountable. But if they're not supporting you, and then they be like, look, man, this little bit ain't going to hurt you. Go on, eat some of this. And that could be the beginning of the end. That's the one, yeah. That's the beginning of the end. The ones you don't want around you.
Yep.
I'm like, you had nobody's surgery, but you can tell me what I should and shouldn't be doing, or how much I should be doing or consuming. And so many of us have felt it. I've heard the horror stories. So many people have had regained. And I'm not talking about 10 to 15, 20 pounds. I'm talking about 60 to 100 pounds of regain. And, you know, at that point, they're going into revisions and doing different things, trying to get back to where they were. And I'm definitely afraid of that. You know, I keep this part of me. I'm like, every day.
Listen. Listen, you ain't the only one. I'm like, nah, we ain't go through getting 80% of our stomach cut out to going through it again. I'm not going through that liquid diet stage ever again.
Hell no.
Ever.
That was hell.
No.
Then people be talking about, let's do the pouch reset. For what? I'm straight.
What is it?
I'm good on that. I'm straight. I ain't knocking
pouch. What you resetting?
Yeah, what you, I mean, it's not like
quick one.
That's a whole nother story right there. You know, what are you resetting? You know, my thing is with something like that, if you've gotten off to a bad way and you're on a bad track, then start over right then and there. Don't wait till tomorrow. Go ahead and start over. Tomorrow is a new day, and it's another chance to get it right. And you go back to the basics and doing what you were doing to get you to where you are anyway, then you can recover from anything.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of people fail to realize. They just be like, oh man, I had a bad day, so I might, fuck it, I'm just gonna continue on this road because I fucked up. You know, we all have slip ups. I've had plenty of them.
Okay.
I'd ate a little bit more than what I should have, or I've been eating bad or eating just trash. And but then, you know, you go to scale. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm a couple pounds up. Let's go on, knock this shit on out.
Right.
But you can't wait until you 20 to 30 to 40 going on up, and then you like, oh shit, this thing got far too gone. Now your shit might be stretched out.
Yeah.
You know, a couple pounds here and there, that ain't really gonna move. You know, ain't gonna make a break, I say.
Right.
So you can get your shit together, man. Get y'all shit together and stop trying to talk about these pouches. I ain't doing that. Holler at me.
I'm not putting myself through that again. Like, quit playing, y'all. Like, just start over tomorrow. Like, don't do that. Just start over tomorrow. And if you mess up tomorrow, start over the next day.
Yeah,
like, don't do the pouch. Stop putting yourself through that. Like, you already know you're not going to stick to the pouch reset, first of all.
Yeah, that shit is tough. So I've heard a lot of people that do it. They're like, oh, I gave up on the third day, the second day.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we human. Like, this is not how we're trying to live out the rest of life. You have to find a way to live, find balance. If you mess up yesterday, start over today. That's right.
I've even had people that have come to me and be like, well, I did so good on the liquid diet, I can do it on my own. No, you can't. The liquid diet ain't forever. That is a science behind that, is to shrink your liver so that you can have it properly. That's it. That ain't to help you, you know, take off the 200 pounds that your ass is.
I'm about to hang up with a button.
I'm just saying, man, I hear it all.
I'm telling you.
I lost 35 pounds on this. I can do it on my own. Motherfucker, man. You ain't gonna be on liquid forever. Soon as you come to the liquid, you're gonna dive head first back into it and your stomach the same size that it was because you chose not to have the surgery, so now you still big as fuck.
Yep.
Come on, man. Don't get me started.
But don't do it if you're not ready.
That's right.
Don't do it if you're not ready. If you know you, and we don't know you like you know you.
Exactly.
That's why me and Kid talking shit, because we know us. Mm-hmm. So if you know you, definitely don't do it, because it's definitely a mental roller coaster. And it can be. Like, it can be very depressing, stressful. Like, it can really drive you crazy if you let it. But learn how to live moving forward. It's not the end of the world. Stop saying, oh, I'm not gonna have it because I'm not gonna never be able to eat. Yes, you are, bro. Yes, you are. Yes, you will. Like, just not the first couple of months, but as time progresses, you will be able to. So just be patient. Don't rush it. Don't rush it.
And for me personally, I think I did it at the right time. I mean, my doctor had been pushing me to do it for about 8 years, but I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And why do I say that I wasn't ready? I wasn't ready because I was still in a selfish mind frame, and I hadn't went through enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't get, you know, I went through so much leading up to the surgery, as far as all the health problems that I was dealing with, and I had to sit my ass up because I'm like, I ain't going to make it. I'm going to die. I got to the point where I was scared to go to bed at night. I'm thinking I'm going to die.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
When it got to that point, that's when I'm like, all right, something got to give. And I think that is an attributing factor to the success that I had, because I was like, all right, I got to make some changes here because I want to live.
Yeah.
When you get to that point, you know, it's survival of the fittest. You know, you bag a motherfucker into the corner, you see a measure of a person when you bag them into a corner, because they fighting to live. You know, a lot of people that get murdered and stuff like that, you know, unfortunately things happen, but you know, you see, you hear about them, they got skin under their fingernails and they've been clawing.
Yeah.
Fight at the end to survive. And some people do. Some people can come over.
Right.
And that was me. You know, I was fighting to live. So I just feel like that was my thing for my success. And that's why I know I was ready.
Yeah.
And it was for me to do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have wasted my time or nobody else's time, because I would have failed at that shit again, too, like I failed else.
I was one, I can honestly say that I was one that, I never said it to anyone, but I always said, I feel like that's the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
And whoop.
Shit,
if harsh. I can do it, if I know what I know now and go back and do it again, I probably still would have fucking done it.
Oh, hell yeah.
But still. But like, yeah, it's very like, I'm very knowledgeable now, like, of how to live. But I mean, hey, we live in an unhealthy world, so.
Absolutely we do. So, Court, I appreciate you taking time out to chop it up with me, man. As always, we're going to talk off the air about trying to link up together. We're going to do some type of pop up. I got to get in and we're
going to come to Atlanta down. You hear me?
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. You got to come do it. You got to come do it big. And we're going to have a good ass time. And I already know it's going to be some shit talking and it's going to be a whole bunch of shit that's going to go on. So, yeah, we're definitely going to do that. So, where they can find you, because you got a couple social media spots where they can find you. And if they're trying to get at you about these tacos and these pop-up shops, too, let them know.
Y'all can definitely follow me at Court Sleeve Me Please 18 on IG. I'm Court Bangs with a Z on IG. That's my personal IG page aside of the weight loss, but y'all get the weight loss memo. I'm Courtney Monique Cathcart on Facebook, and business pages are Prep by Court LLC on IG and Facebook. Make sure y'all following me so y'all can come find out where the taco pusher at.
That's what
get
it is.
Get into these tacos.
Hell yeah, let's get into these tacos, man. I can see the excitement on your face when you drop that LLC. That's what it's all about. And just being happy.
Yep, being your own boss. I made my own schedule.
Hell yeah. You see, y'all don't know. A lot of shit be happening behind the scenes between folks. And me and Court, she be sending me this funny ass shit sometimes. We pass off funny shit. Comedy, you know, we might not talk every day, but there's some shit that come across. You sent me some shit one time. Your man, I can't think of his name.
Your partner.
Oh my God, that church thing with the old lady getting up. I was in tears for days.
Yeah, food.
A whole food. So, and this is the kind of stuff that go on. You develop great relationships with people in this community. The community is amazing. And different people, we just pop and we vibe for different shit. And me and Court, we go through some funny shit together. We just be laughing again. She'll shoot me something or I send something over. We comment and it's just a whole lot of love. And that's what this is all about.
Definitely.
People see that's what this community is. So you come into this community and you come correct, you're going to be embraced. And, you know, you're going to be shown all the love of the world. And people are going to be there to help you. Just don't come in bullshitting people.
Just know when it's intentional, because there's a lot of people on here that's not intentional.
Absolutely. But, you know, hey, that's with everything. So, you know, we take that grain of salt. And once we find you out for who you are, hey, guess what? We don't fuck with you no more.
That's it.
Be the end all be all. So, Court, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, chop it up with your boy. And, yeah, we're going
to. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Damn right. That's what it is, baby. So, hey, you can find me at Sleeve Believe the Hype on IG. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcast fixed, Apple, Spotify, Google. It's everywhere. The Sleeve Believe the Hype website is up. It's live. You can sleevebelievethehype.com. That's what that is. The YouTube channel, Sleeve Believe the Hype Podcast. That's where Cooking with Ked is. I'm getting into a whole bunch of different shit. I'm all over the place. I'm really trying to, you know, live in my purpose, for real.
I'm all for it. Hey, they told me, I learned on the Clubhouse. This man was talking one day and he said, the only way to make $1 million is to have 7 different streams of income. Go for it, all of it.
Absolutely.
And anyway, let me add this disclaimer. Yes, my mom still have a house phone. Go judge your own mama. Peace.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, judge your mammy, man. Because I'm sure I'm going to come through later on and cook some tacos and clean his house up. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're gonna holler at your mama when she come over here. So don't be judging. We're gonna talk to your mama when she show up. On that note, hey, yo, I'm about to get out of here. Remember to follow your boy. Go subscribe to their YouTube channel. That's where it's on and popping. That's something new. And as always, man, this your boy Ked. I'm signing off. Until next time, peace. Yo, go follow your boy on Instagram at Sleeve Believe the Hype. And you can find the podcast on all major streaming platforms. Subscribe, like, and share it. And leave your boy some feedback too while you're at it. Thanks for enjoying the ride. Peace.